Take Home a TD, exclusively on News Talk.
Okay, all this week on News Talk, our listeners are taking home a TD. Yesterday on Lunchtime Live, we heard from Vicky Matthews, a wheelchair user who can't get to her college course because there's no public transport. This is what she had to say to our reporter, Barry White, about wheelchair accessible buses in her town of Ballyshannon in Donegal.
Well, if you look at the side door, there's a load of steps going up into the bus. There's no wheelchair sticker on it, so there's no way a wheelchair user can get on this bus. And that's the story in Ballyshannon. We've no accessibility whatsoever.
Okay, Sinn Féin TD Martin Kenny, who Victoria took home as part of our Take Home a TD campaign, he raised the issue with the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, in the Dáil last week. This was the Minister's response.
Aware of the specific case to which he's referring. But I certainly will pass on what you say about that case to the relevant body, which is the NTA, and let them know.
Okay, to discuss this, we're joined by Joan Carty, the National Advocacy Officer with the Irish Wheelchair Association. Joan, thanks indeed for talking to us. Vicky Matthews' story, I'm guessing that's not particularly uncommon in Ireland.
No, it's not, unfortunately. I suppose Vicky's story is just after highlighting, and very well highlighting, the issue that has happened throughout the whole country for people with physical disabilities. I suppose all the transport companies in some way or another have major problems in relation to accessibility.
It does seem extraordinary. I mean, I can remember being in America over 20 years ago and seeing buses at the time. I'd never seen it before, buses that were wheelchair accessible. It seems extraordinary that we still have buses in this country at this stage in the 21st century without that kind of accessibility.
Indeed, yeah. Dublin Bus, I suppose, is at the forefront. All their full fleet will be wheelchair accessible. But I suppose some of the other transport companies, in a lot of cases, it's more the infrastructure as opposed to their fleet. I know in Ballyshannon, obviously, there's definitely still buses around that aren't wheelchair accessible. But the majority of fleets are, but it's really down to infrastructure in a lot of cases. A lot of the bus stops aren't wheelchair accessible. So even if we have buses that have lifts and ramps on them, we don't actually have the infrastructure, wheelchair accessible bus stops to accommodate us.
Okay, what would you like to see done? What are you calling for this morning?
Well, we're looking for a serious investment from the Department of Transport down into the NTA so that improvements can be made. We're all aware that these improvements can't be made overnight, but we do need a serious investment so that people like Vicky can actually take part in their community. They can go to college. They don't have to think twice about transport like anybody else. That all they need to be thinking about is what course do I want to do and how am I going to go about doing it, rather than having transport as being a major issue for them.
Yeah, okay. Not an unreasonable request, I would have thought. Joan Carty, the National Advocacy Officer with the Irish Wheelchair Association. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.